Madiba, and we'll be beginning one more tune and then we'll start. This is Waking Up. Freeing ourselves from work, and sometimes words just don't convey the deep feelings that we're feeling globally for the loss of Madiba. So thank you, Tandiwe, for putting together that tribute. And I want to send, this is welcome to Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Today is Sunday, December 8th, 2013. And I'd like to begin by sending some encouragement and gratitude to the folks determined not to be ground up and masticated by the fast food industry. They set up pickets this past Thursday all around the U.S., battling to wrest a slightly improved quality of life from the open and gnashing maw of power. And I'm going to challenge you all to draw your logic out further and come to the conclusion that what you deserve, our brothers and sisters globally do too, and to begin discussing how to reach out across the illusion captives in a nation state, i.e. begin working our way toward a one-day global strike in the fast food industry, after which the very next step is asking all the rest of us globally to join with you. In a Man on the Street interview about BART management's decision to throw a spanner in the works in its bad faith contract negotiations with the folks who actually do the work to keep the trains running, the interviewee said, "I don't understand why all of a sudden there's so many problems with BART." It's important that we begin discussing this novel moment in the human story that all of us globally are finding ourselves in. We're not just in one of those moments when power is pushing harder than usual to force we the folks to our knees, but the moment of power's terminal crisis. Crisis from its perspective, fighting for its very existence, and therefore for the success of its vision. No middle ground is possible for it, because the resources of the planet cannot support both our constant pressure to assert our human dignity globally. This is a restless, constant pressure that the U.S. was founded in, by the way. And the longing of some in Ukraine for a EU connection, despite what it did to Greece, is an example of this, of the pressure from we the people that will never end until class itself is ended. So the resources of the planet cannot support our constant pressure to assert our human dignity globally and its demand for rigid hierarchies, maintaining gross inequities, disparities. It either finds a way to condition some folks on the bottom to accept subservient status so that food and service will be provided cheaply, quote unquote, i.e. at the cost of our forfeited souls, or it forfeits the game, the vision, the goal. As we start some necessary conversations with the necessary end point of our restored souls.